Isaiah chapter 31. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, and rely on horses and trust in their many chariots, and in the horsemen, because they are strong. But they do not look to the Holy One of Israel, or seek the Lord. Yet he too is wise, and will bring disaster, and will not go back on his words. He will rise against the house of the evildoers, and against the helpers of those who do wrong. Now the Egyptians are merely human, and not God, their horses only flesh, and not spirit. When the Lord will stretch out his hand, both he who helps will stumble, and he who is helped will fall. They all will perish together. This is what the Lord says to me. When a lion or a young lion growls over its prey, if a group of shepherds is called out against him, will it not be frightened at their voice, or intimidated from their noise? So will the Lord of hosts come down to fight on Mount Zion, and on its hill. Like birds hovering overhead, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. He will pass over and rescue it. Return to him from whom you have deeply rebelled, O children of Israel. For in that day each one of you will cast away your idols of silver and your idols of gold, which your own hands have sinfully made for you. Assyrians will fall by the sword, but not a human one. The sword, but not of humankind, will devour them. They will flee from the sword, and their young men will be forced into hard labor. Their rock will pass away in terror. Their officers will panic when they see the signal flag, says the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 31.